Mr. Holmes, are you all right? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Come here a moment, would you? See that man across the street?
Oh, we get a lot of gawkers around here, what with the stories and such like. Oh, wait. He's gone. How do you manage that, then?
It doesn't matter, Billy. I've seen that man before. That man looked exactly the same as Professor James Moriarty 10 years before we ever met.
Look at you, Holmes. Once the brightest and the best, the only man who could ever defeat me. Now you are old, withered, dying.
Everything has to die, sir.
Wrong. Only the tawdry, the small-minded, the boring deserve to die.
You are nothing but a shade, sent to haunt me from the depths of hell itself.
Tick, tock, Mr. Gray. That's a nasty burn on your cheek. You'd better not let anything else happen to your precious portrait. It would be such a shame to lose another of Basil's classics.
Man arrives at my door telling me that a magical painting has ensured that, although he is actually the very same age as I, he is destined to remain forever young. But it has been stolen by nefarious means, all to force him to execute me on Christmas Eve. All we need now are Marley and Scrooge, and we have a perfect tale for the fireside. Don't you agree?
Sherlock Holmes?
And this is how it ends. Staring down the barrel of a revolver.
Sherlock Holmes, I brand you a liar!
Earth to earth. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.